Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. I'm going to be around here for the next 30 minutes, and I really hope you can stick around for the entire program. Today is May the 8th. It's a Friday. We're going to talk about, I think, one of the most challenging things that Jesus ever said. It's actually a great offer, but it's also really challenging. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. This comes from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, the Sermon on the Mount. You know, these words have brought a lot of comfort to me over the years. They have also driven me crazy. And that's what I want to talk about today. We'll look at this verse in context and really try to get to the bottom of what Jesus is saying. Because what's the big flaw in our minds with these words? Well, I'm asking and I didn't get it, or I'm asking, I'm not receiving, I'm not getting anything. So obviously, Jesus, you're not being true. What your words are not true, right? I mean, that's the problem we have with this verse. Actually, if we look at it closer, and I've done this before on this program and in many other books that I've written, if we look at what he's really saying and expand it a little bit to go beyond that one verse, it's a really great message. So that's what we're going to be talking about on the program today. Again, this whole idea of asking. If we ask, we will receive. All right? So hope you can settle in, grab a snack, grab a beverage, and make yourself comfortable. If you're new to the program, I want to welcome you. Thank you for listening to the Following the Truth. If you want to find out more information about the work that I do, just visit my website, followingthetruth.com. By the way, before we pray and get the show officially kicked off, I want to run something by you. I'm planning right now to start a daily email mailing list where I'm going to send out an inspirational Stop Worrying and Start Living verse with a reflection every day. It's going to be brief. It's going to be succinct, but it's going to be something that will help you to really feel the peace that Jesus wants you to have every day. It's going to be based on reflections from my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dynamic Catholic. That mailing list, that I haven't set that up yet, but I just want you to know that it's coming. And once I figure out how to do it and get it in place, I'll direct you to my website, followingthetruth.com. So you could sign up. And it's going to be the type of thing, it's not going to be overwhelming. It's not going to be, you're not going to be harassed with all kinds of spam emails. You can unsubscribe at any point in time. But I just think it's time for me to do that. Now, in the meantime, and again, this assumes that I'm going to be able to figure out how to do all this, but say a little prayer for me that I'm able to put this into place. In the meantime, you can get these daily messages and get an idea of what I'm going to be doing with this daily email by going to my Facebook page, which is Gary Zimak, Z-I-M-A-K, speaker and author. That's my Facebook page. If you go there, every day I've been putting up one of these Stop Worrying and Start Living reflections. Today I wrote about what we're going to be talking about in this program. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. So that'll give you an idea of what you will be able to get in your inbox every day. The reason I'm doing it on email is because not everybody's on Facebook. So I'm trying to find ways to connect with you so that we can really walk together through life, so that we can grow closer to Christ together, so that you realize you're not in this alone. And with me, you got somebody along for the ride who knows what it's like to be an anxious person, who knows what it's like to worry. So I want you to understand that I get it. So if you're somebody who struggles with anxiety, if you struggle to surrender your life to Jesus, to really trust him, I understand that, and I really believe that I can help you. So that's my goal, to find more and more ways to reach out. There are going to be more book projects coming soon. I'll let you know about them as soon as I can. But God willing, I don't plan to go anywhere anytime soon, and I'm going to continue to do what I can to help you to grow closer to Jesus Christ. All right, so stay tuned for more information. But in the meantime, if you want to check out and like my Facebook page, Gary Zimak, speaker and author, you'll be able to see the daily reflections every day. And again, they're short. They're not going to take up a lot of your time. But sooner or later, God willing, and the creek don't rise, as the saying goes, I'm going to get them up on Facebook, on email as well. All right, why don't we do this as we do at the beginning of each program? We're going to turn to our Lord in prayer. A lot of times on the show, I'll speak directly to our Father or your and our Father in heaven. Today, I'm going to speak directly to Jesus. And if you're somebody like me, that might confuse you. When do I speak to the Father? When do I speak to Jesus? When do I speak to the Holy Spirit? Actually, you can speak to any of them, and you should speak to them at different times in the day. Don't let it drive you crazy, because sometimes we can become overly scrupulous about things like this. I have that tendency. That's why I'm saying that. But today we'll mix it up a little bit. We're going to talk directly to Jesus and understand that when we talk to Jesus, the Father also hears, as does the Holy Spirit. So it's not like we're leaving anybody out. But with that in mind, let's remember that. And you know, this is a message that I've been getting a lot lately. I felt the Holy Spirit really laying this one on my heart, that Jesus is present. I know we all know that Jesus is present with us spiritually, but man, it's something that we can forget about, especially with what we've got going on in our lives right now with this pandemic and quarantine and all this craziness. It's easy to forget that Jesus is right here with us. So he hears us now. He is with you. He's with me. He can be in multiple places at the same time. So let's turn to him in prayer now. And if you'll join me, we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, first of all, thank you. Thank you for being here with us. Lord Jesus, thank you for creating us in the image and likeness of you and your Father so that we could be in a relationship with you. I mean, you know, that's what you want. We know that you want to be in a relationship with us. You, Jesus, get excited and happy when we turn to you, when we spend time with you. As hard as it is to believe that you really care that much about us, but it's true. So right now, Jesus, I know that you're excited, that I'm turning to you in prayer, that we're all about to ask you to help us, and Jesus, please help us to get to know you better. Let us to be able to become closer to you, to have a greater desire to break free from anything that hinders our relationship with you. Help us to get to know you and love you and be more willing to serve you. And Jesus, we have problems today. We all have a lot of different problems. We lift them up to you. We ask you to handle them. You know, we're going to be looking at this verse, your words today, when you said to ask, to seek, to knock. Well, we're doing that today. We give you all of our personal intentions, those things that might be keeping us awake at night, some of them coronavirus related, some of them not. We just give them to you, Lord. We ask you to please handle them in the best way possible, trusting that you know what you're doing, that you are in charge, that you are all powerful, and that you can do a better job at these things, with these things, than we can. And Jesus, thank you. Thank you for hearing and responding to our prayers. And we understand that it's not going to always be an instant answer to our prayers. I mean, there's always going to be an answer, but not necessarily the answer we want when we want it. That's okay, because you're the boss. We trust that you know what you're doing. But we trust you and ask you confidently for these needs that we have. Jesus, we pray for an end to the coronavirus. We know that you can do that. We pray that we will once again be able to receive the sacraments and get back out into the world and interact with people. We pray for that to happen immediately. But again, we're going to trust you and realize that you know what's best, even more so than we do. We know that you want us to do that. We know that you don't expect us to live in isolation forever, but for some reason you are allowing this to happen. And Jesus, we're going to just continue to ask you to bring it to an end. In the meantime, grant us the grace to be able to trust you. Lord Jesus, I ask you today, as we look at these words, as we look at these challenging words, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you. Help us to understand what it is that you meant when you said that. And in order for that to happen, I pray for a special, brand new outpouring of your Spirit today. Come, Holy Spirit, enter into me. Come alive in me so that I can deliver the message that really explains this Bible passage. and open our hearts to be receptive to that message so that we can respond, we can understand and respond to your words. Thank you, Jesus, and I ask for these things through the intercession of your Blessed Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, and all the saints. And I thank you, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, so that time, I prayed directly to Jesus. And again, talk to the Father, talk to the Son, talk to the Holy Spirit, talk to the saints, ask them to deliver your intention to our Lord. And they'll do that. Nobody's going to get shut out. Just what really matters is that your heart's in the right place and that you are desiring to deliver your needs to God. And to have him respond in the way that's best. You know, you're willing to really mean the words, thy will be done, which means that sometimes you're not going to get your way. And that's a process. That's something that we are, many of us struggle with. I don't have an easy time with it, but it's something that we should constantly try to work on. And I think that's the perfect lead-in for what we're going to talk about today. The idea of Jesus saying, ask, seek, knock, and you're going to receive something. That's in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, beginning in, it actually begins in verse 7. The last chapter, the Sermon on the Mount, takes up three chapters in Matthew's Gospel, 5, 6, and 7. So this opens up, this is toward the beginning of the last Sermon on the Mount chapter in Matthew's Gospel. Again, that's Matthew 7, verse 7. So let's talk about it today, because I think that this is one of those verses that it always gave me a hard time. I always had a hard time with the message here, because there were many times when the Lord didn't answer my prayer in the way that I expected, according to my time frame. What's my time frame? My time frame is like now. Here's what I want, Lord, and how come you're not answering? You're not answering. And then what would happen many times over the course of my life when I would pray, which really wasn't that much, but when I did start praying, I would get frustrated. If he wasn't answering soon enough, I'd stop praying. Well, that's a huge mistake. That's a huge mistake. And a few days ago, we looked at a verse from Luke's Gospel, or we looked at a passage from Luke's Gospel talking about the need to pray constantly. Remember, we looked at the parable of the unrighteous judge or the persistent widow, whatever you want to call it, who kept asking this judge for a favorable ruling against her opponent. Eventually, she wore the judge down. The judge said, yes, we want to keep asking for what we need. We shouldn't give up. Jesus doesn't want us to give up. But if we don't understand what Jesus is saying here with asking, you will receive, we could easily give up. So let's take a look at it now. And again, this is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 7. And these are the direct words of Jesus. So that's kind of cool. Right now, Jesus is speaking directly to us. And here's what he has to say. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Now, what this implies is that in order to receive what God wants to give us, and this could be spiritual, it could be material, in order to get these things, and I'm really going to try to word this right so this doesn't sound offensive, or it doesn't sound kind of sneaky or selfish. In order to get what God wants us to get, I mean, there are things he wants to give us because somehow these things will help us. They'll increase our faith. You know, a lot of times you'll pray for a material blessing and God will grant it, not because he wants you to become comfortable with material things, but because it'll help your faith to grow. Because he realizes that oftentimes nothing helps our faith to grow as much as a miracle. And a lot of times that miracle will be a material blessing. So that's entirely within the realm of possibility. But the point I want to make is that in order to receive what God wants to give you, oftentimes he makes it that you have to ask for it. He's not just going to give you things, because the purpose of God granting your prayer requests is not just to make you comfortable or to make your life here on earth a heaven on earth, but rather his purpose for granting these intentions is to draw you closer to him and ultimately to help you to get to heaven. So that's why he'll grant these requests. And because God wants you to ask for what you need, and because he wants you to depend on him, he set it up this way, and Jesus is clearly talking about it here, that he wants us to ask for what we need. But in order to do this without going crazy, we need to rid ourselves of this human mentality that if I'm asking for too many things, then I'm greedy, right? Because that's the way we think with one another, and that is the way it works with human beings. If all we are doing is asking and asking and asking and asking, eventually the person to whom you are asking or requesting these things, that person's going to get annoyed, and they're going to say, "Will you stop asking already?" But with God, he wants us to understand just how much we need him. I mean, we can't even love him without the gift of the Holy Spirit. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is love. So we can't even love God properly without this gift that's been given to us. We're completely dependent on him. Now, that also doesn't mean that all of your prayers should just be gimme, gimme, gimme. That's not going to be a quality relationship. Your prayers definitely need to consist of asking for what you need. And in fact, Jesus included those words in the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." But we also want to make sure we're praising God, we're giving him thanks, we're saying we're sorry for committing sins. You know, it's got to be, our prayers have to be multifaceted. They can't just be one thing. I'm asking for this, 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 that, and the other thing. And also, before you ask, you kind of want to build up to it a little bit. If you want to really work on your relationship with the Lord and try to move away from being selfish and just don't start asking for him, for things from him, say thank you first. Maybe praise him a little bit, and then you can get to the asking. That doesn't so much help him as it helps you, because we can be a little selfish when it comes, a little self-centered sometimes when it comes to even our prayers. So that kind of helps shape our prayers. But Jesus said this, "Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." This implies that we need to do something in order to receive what God wants to give us. Now, that's not always the case. For many of us, the grace of moving to a great conversion, or really, you know, finally accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we weren't asking for that. So God doesn't make us ask for everything. But again, he is so smart. Of course, right? He's God. He's so smart that he knows which things to give us that we don't ask for and which things to make us ask for. And, you know, one of the other reasons that he requires us to ask for him, to turn to him for our needs, is because that's one way that we tend to, you know, man, it's just so amazing to talk about this, but that's one of the ways that he tends to keep us interested in him. I mean, you know, when you think of that for a minute, God is amazing because he doesn't get offended that we lose interest in him so quickly, because he's pure love, right? So if that was me, and somebody didn't want to be my friend unless I was offering something, eventually I'd say, forget this. This isn't fair. But he loves us so much, and he realizes we lack so much understanding that he puts this carrot on a stick really in front of us and helps us to not forget about him by knowing that our prayers are going to result in something, whether you're praying for peace or you're praying for a healing or you're praying for the money to pay your bills, or you're praying to get married one day and alleviate your loneliness, whatever it is, to get a job. God knows that by turning to him as the source of all of our needs, we're also going to grow in a relationship with him if we're open to being in a relationship with him. You know, if we don't want to just get what we want and then run away and stop praying, But he'll even tolerate that because he loves us so much, which is incredible. I can't tell you how many times I've done that. Lord, please let this medical test turn out okay. Please let me not have cancer. Hey, the test is great. Wonderful. Now I'm going to go out and buy something, or I'm going to go out and have a beer or something else. You know, forgetting to even say thank you. I'll admit it. I'm ashamed. I'd like to tell you I never do that anymore. Never. I've gotten past that point. I never do that anymore. But I don't know if that's true. As a matter of fact, I know that's not true. There are still times that I forget to say thank you. But this is an ongoing process. But you see, this is the reason why the Lord wants us to recognize Him as the source of all good things. But we want to always make sure that we seek the giver more than we seek the gifts. We're just not looking to get something from God. We are looking to Him as our source for all of our needs, including the source of the greatest relationship imaginable. All right, so Jesus lays this out. Ask, seek, knock. That requires action on our part. And then He goes on in verse 8 to say, for everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. So in other words, if we ask, we will receive. If we seek, we will find. And if we knock, it will be open. Now, He does not say that we'll receive what we want when we want it. And I think that's why we get tripped up with this particular verse, Matthew 7:7. And we can often say, well, Jesus isn't telling the truth. No, He is telling the truth. But we just focus on that ask and you shall receive phrase and forget about everything else. Now, Jesus goes on in verse 9 to say this, or what man of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a serpent. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask Him? And that's the part that we often miss. Jesus is saying, your Father in heaven, go ahead and ask Him for whatever you need. If it's good for you, He'll give it to you. But if it's not good for you, that would be mean for Him to give it to you. That's the part of this message that trips us up, doesn't it? We forget about that. Well, I asked and I didn't receive. Again, there is no time frame. I don't care what translation of the Bible you're using. There is no time frame here. If you ask, you will receive what you want within 1 week. He never said that. And going back to the message I had a few minutes ago for you, the reason He might delay is because maybe you're not prepared to receive what it is that He wants to give you. Suppose you're paying for additional money because you're having financial troubles and you're trying to pay your bills. You're praying for money. And that's a very reasonable thing to pay for. God knows that we have expenses. But what if we also have a greed problem that needs to be worked on? And if that's not fixed, more money is not going to do you any good because you're just going to hoard it all or spend it on things that are worthless and may even harm your spiritual life. So He's not going to give it to you. What if your relationship with Him isn't strong enough so that once you get what you asked for, you're going to just turn away from Him and not pray anymore. So He might, and again, I want to choose my words carefully because I don't want to make God sound nasty because He's not. He's pure love. But maybe He wants to string you along a little bit so that you'll grow closer to Him, that by the time you get what it is He plans to give you all along, you're going to be seeking Him, seeking the giver rather than the gift, and you're not just going to turn around and run away from Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, and allow your faith to grow and continue to pray to Him. So He loves you. He cares about you. He wants to be in a relationship with you. And sometimes He's got to use a little sleight of hand. He's got to, you know, dangle that carrot on the stick in front of you to keep you going. But that's all because He understands that we have limited intelligence and we have a fallen human nature. We have this tendency to be greedy. So Think about that the next time you pray, the ask, seek, and knock that Jesus said. It is going to bear fruit. Oftentimes, the fruit that it bears may not be what you're looking for. You might just start to feel more peaceful when you pray, even though you didn't get exactly what you requested. That peace is often the first fruit of our prayers. That's just not because we're saying words that make us feel better. No, that's a grace. That's grace that we're getting when we pray. You know, a lot of times, too, He is not prepared to give us what we want because maybe somebody else that we know isn't ready. Maybe I'm praying for a wife. You know, as I prayed for a wife for many years, and I finally met my wife Eileen, who was a great blessing to me. But for years I was praying, and the answer wasn't, I wasn't getting an answer. Well, maybe Eileen needed to be worked with. Maybe she had some things to work on before the Lord decided, yeah, I'm going to put you two together. It's very hard to say, but all of this comes with an increase in trust for our Lord. The more we trust Him, the more we are willing to give Him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, sound good? Do me a favor, read that over again. It begins in Matthew 7:7, ask and you will receive. Jesus is not a liar. You will always receive what is best when you pray. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you to believe that. You know, we might know it in our head, but let's pray that knowledge moves down into our hearts so we really feel it. So that when we pray with complete confidence, knowing that the Lord's going to give us the right thing at the right time. All right, I got to run. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Hey, if you need anything over the weekend, just email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Don't forget, if you're able to do it, swing by my website, followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and help keep my show on the air by making a financial contribution. I would really appreciate it. Again, followingthetruth.com. Click on donate and we will be all set. I'm going to be praying for you over the weekend. God willing, I look forward to seeing you once again on Monday. Remember, ask and you will receive. Just don't stop asking. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time on Following the Truth.